It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale. Right.
Well, prayers seem to have worked. Welcome into Redacted on this Wednesday. Prayers for Charlie Kirk seem to have worked. We're going to follow the very latest on an assassination attempt on Charlie Kirk at a Utah event. Just up until a few moments ago, hearing from sources who are at the hospital that, in fact, he had a pulse when he entered the hospital up about 23 minutes ago and that he is in stable condition. This is incredible news. Who was the man that actually pulled the trigger from 200 yards away? The liberal media's response to this? People celebrating him being shot on TikTok? MSNBC saying that Charlie Kirk deserved to be shot? I mean, this is the crazy world that we live in, but really a horrible day. We're going to bring you the updates on that, and just prayers seem to be working. You have an entire nation praying for this individual. I mean, a father of a three-year-old, a one-year-old, a young wife. I mean, just absolutely awful. So prayers for Charlie Kirk seem to be working. We're going to be watching. I'll bring you the very latest on all of that in just moments. Also, if that wasn't a huge story, it seems the world is on edge for what NATO's response will be to what appears to be a false flag attack on Poland. Using Russian drones? Was it Russia that carried out a drone attack across Poland overnight? The world jumping on that bandwagon, Lindsey Graham and others calling for immediate retaliation. Does this sound like 2022 once again, when that errant missile struck inside of Poland and immediately the mainstream media jumped all over this and said it was Russia? It was Russia. So we're going to take you to Poland in just a few minutes on that story. Then James Fox is going to be here. Revelations and new sort of bombshell revelations from that UFO and UAP hearing yesterday. We're learning more from some really interesting sources who were there and who gave classified briefings in Washington, D.C. We're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about potentially life on Mars, all of that. You know, I wanted to talk about some fun stuff today on the show. And then, unfortunately, this savage individual ends up having to pull the trigger on Charlie Kirk. So let's start there. At the very moment Charlie Kirk was talking about how many trans mass shooters there have been across the country, that is the precise moment that an assassination attempt unfolded and an assassin fired a gun from 200 yards away, striking Charlie in the neck. We're not going to show you the video up close because I'm sure many of you have already seen it. It's absolutely awful. And it will just shake you to your core to see it up close. If you want to seek those videos out, of course, you can view them on X if you want to. But of course, from 200 yards away, shots fired at the exact moment he was talking about trans mass shooters in this country. He was at this Utah event. I just should give you the update here from what we're hearing from people who have been at the hospital. Again, I'm hearing from sources about 25 minutes ago, Charlie Kirk entered the hospital with a pulse and he was alive. He also was stabilized. Glenn Beck, his children were actually at this event in Utah. Glenn Beck just posted this a few moments ago, praying for healing and a miracle, getting word that Charlie Kirk has been stabilized. I pray that it's true. If it is, that is a second miracle. First, Trump being protected and not being killed. Number two, Charlie Kirk not being killed. The hospital is taking blood right now. Our God is a God of miracles. In Jesus' name, he tweeted. So He was at a very large event. There appears to have been almost no security at all at this event. And he does these college events regularly when he's there talking to, he welcomes questions and he talks about issues. College campuses are, of course, filled with students who are eager to see and have and engage in this conversation, turning point action. He is, of course, a political activist, but a political organizer. And that's really at the heart of what Charlie does. Friend of the show, Tucker Carlson, told me, he said, you know, no one is a better organizer than Charlie. He is an incredible political organizer. And he's young and he's vibrant and he's done incredible for the conservative movement over the past couple of years. Now, this is an individual that was arrested. And though eyewitnesses are saying that this guy was too old, didn't have any money, could not have carried out this shooting. Eyewitnesses say, no, they've got the wrong person in custody. Of course, you're going to start to hear a lot of this. If I don't know if we can play the sound. You can hear him saying, just take a listen to him here. I don't know if you can hear the sound here, Philip. Do we have sound? Oh, we don't have sound? Okay. So he says, I have the right to remain silent. So he's yelling, I have the right to remain silent. I have the right to remain silent. Again, eyewitnesses who were nearby say that this individual was not the person that carried out the shooting. So they have the wrong person, according to eyewitnesses. Again, we will wait and see on that. Apparently, the FBI is on the scene. So is the ATV. Cash Patel also saying that the FBI is actively investigating this and they're on the scene. Thoughts coming in from President Donald Trump. Of course, Charlie Kirk helped Donald Trump get elected in a big way. He said, we must all pray for Charlie Kirk, who has been shot, a great guy from top to bottom. God bless him. J.D. Vance also tweeting a few moments ago, say a prayer for Charlie Kirk, a genuinely good guy and a young father. And he is a young father. I mean, his son is 1 year old. Daughter is 3 years old. So it's just absolutely disgusting. The liberal media, though, can't be worse, as you can imagine. They're saying it's possible that a Charlie Kirk supporter, MSNBC came to air, said it's possible that a Charlie Kirk supporter was just shooting his gun off in celebration. You can get shot by an assassin on live television, and they will try to basically spin this in any way they can. Here's MSNBC.
In which a shooting like this happens.
Yeah, and again, to emphasize what you just emphasized, we don't know any of the full details of this. That we don't know if this was a supporter shooting their gun off in celebration, or so we have no idea.
We have no idea. Okay. Matthew Dowd, just a few moments ago, also on MSNBC. I thought they changed their name, but I guess they still haven't changed their name to MS Now. It's still MSNBC. Matthew Dowd saying that Charlie Kirk basically deserved to be shot. This is the liberal media.
But following up on what was just said, he's been one of the most divisive, especially divisive younger figures in this, who is constantly sort of pushing this sort of hate speech or sort of aimed at certain groups. And I always go back to hateful thoughts lead to hateful words, which then lead to hateful actions.
Okay. Hateful words lead to hateful actions. So it's his fault that he was shot. It was his fault because of his thoughts about politics, about how this country should be led. I mean, that's absolutely sick. Well, it didn't take long for TikTokers to immediately jump all over this. TikTokers sharing the news that Charlie Kirk was just shot in the neck and celebrating, dancing to music. Watch.
To sweeten my delivery to make it work for Todd. I mean, who is Todd?
These people are just, there's a special place in hell for people like that, right? Disgusting. So if you're just joining us here, reports are about 27 minutes ago, Charlie Kirk entered the hospital with a pulse, that he has been stabilized. And again, we're going to continue to watch this story as the hour unfolds through the rest of this hour. But we've got more news to get to. We're praying for Charlie, of course. And, I've only had a chance to meet him a few times. I wouldn't call him a close friend. But this type of political violence in the United States has to stop. And You know, anyway, our thoughts are with him. Our thoughts are with his family, his young children. It seems at this moment that he has been stabilized and he's receiving blood at the hospital. And we will continue to watch that. So I am plugged in here with our sources who are close to him in the hospital. We will bring that any updates that we have for you as soon as we can. He is stabilizing, but he is in critical condition. So again, receiving blood, we'll just continue to watch this. All right. We've got other news in the world, big news in the world. We're going to follow for you now. The world is on edge. After NATO invoked Article 4 this morning, Poland Prime Minister Donald Tusk asked NATO to invoke Article 4 after Poland fired shots at Russian drones, entered its airspace overnight for the first time, allegedly, but of course we can't seem to trust any of these clowns anymore. According to Tusk, the Polish military detected 19 separate violations of its airspace over 7 hours, with at least 3 and possibly 4 drones downed. And President Trump then tweeted this: "What's with Russia violating Poland's airspace with drones? Here we go." There were no casualties. Poland says it shot down a few of these alleged drones, but were they Russian? Russia's office in Warsaw said Polish authorities provided no evidence that the UAVs belonged to Russia at all and noted that the drones actually were flown in from Ukraine. Minsk, which of course the capital, Belarus, seems unclear whether these were actually controlled by Russia either. Belarus believes they were Russian, but suggests these drones may have been manipulated, i.e. electronically, by somebody else. In an age of false flags, we wouldn't be surprised by that at all. This wouldn't be the first oops from Kiev. Of course, you'll remember Ukraine accidentally bombed Poland in 2022, killing 2 people, 2 Polish farmers. At first, headlines said, "Oh, it was Russia." Only later did Polish and NATO officials confirm that it was Ukrainian air defenses. And it was fired and gone astray. We've been here before. President Biden even broke with Zelensky at the time. Biden, who was a brain dead president of the United States, said there was no proof that Russia fired that missile. So threw him totally under the bus. So I guess why is Trump so quick to come out and just say, "Oh, this is Russia"? I don't know. Mike Krupa, one of the smartest people in Poland, joins us now, political commentator. Dr. Mike Krupa joins us from Warsaw, Poland, on a crazy day. Doc, thanks for hanging out with us, obviously, a little bit here as we were dealing with this breaking news with Charlie Kirk today. What can you tell us? What is the Polish government saying officially at this hour, and what do we know?
Well, good to be back on the show, Clayton. Thank you for having me on again. Right now, we're dealing with basically a lot of speculation. Now, the speculation having to do with precisely what kind of drones these were, how they entered Polish airspace, could they have been intercepted, and so on. But the general atmosphere in the mainstream media, unfortunately, is one of, obviously, as President Trump likes to say, Russia, Russia, Russia. So we do have a lot of accusations going around whereby there is this motif that Russia did this intentionally, that there is no doubt about the fact that Vladimir Putin directed these drones to fly into Poland, despite the fact that many Western politicians, including NATO itself, and just this morning, the foreign minister of Lithuania said that there is no proof at this point that this was an intentional incursion by the Russian Federation. Now, it's obvious that a lot of Polish politicians, obviously, whenever they hear something associated with Russia, they don't even deem to ask these questions. It's apparently very obvious in their minds that it had to be Russia. But I think the Russian Ministry of Defense did a smart move by coming out and actually reaching out to the Polish Ministry of Defense saying, "Listen, we don't know whose drones these were. The ones that we fired this morning have a range of 700 kilometers, if I remember correctly, and we are ready to provide any information to the Polish Ministry of Defense and to hold consultations on these topics." So there is a willingness on the part of Moscow to discuss this issue. The question is, will the Polish side take up the Russian offer? Unfortunately, I doubt it. There will be many, you know, voices thumping about bad Vladimir Putin attacking Russia. And there's already themes coming out and, you know, stories how Putin was planning this to provoke Poland. Whereas if you actually look at the events of the last couple of days, including the statements by President Nawrocki, for example, that Poland will not be sending troops to Ukraine, I think you should be looking at the instigator of this incursion, not in Moscow, but somewhere else. Because the question in this situation, which we have to ask, is cui bono? So who benefits?
Right. Who benefits from this? And in this situation, of course, who benefits is NATO. But it seems that NATO is fracturing. NATO is falling apart. And it seems like I think it's clear as day from this response that they're not like on a unified front at all, it would seem. What do you think that this means for the future of NATO?
Well, I would actually disagree with you a bit here, saying that this is to NATO's advantage. I actually think this was a Ukrainian operation to which NATO was a bit surprised. That's why they're a bit, you know, reserved when it comes to throwing around the accusations against Russia. Now, obviously, NATO has the, you know, fundamental principled, on principle, so to say, Russian, anti-Russian stance. But you'll notice that a lot of the Western politicians are, you know, they're expressing solidarity with Poland. But even if you have the Lithuanian foreign minister saying, hey, wait a minute, you know, we don't have direct proof as of yet that this was intentional on the Russian part. And then we have sources in NATO saying the same thing. Well, then you have to ask yourself the question, if this isn't solely a Ukrainian provocation, even without informing Brussels or Washington, which I would tend to believe that that's the case. I mean, when that missile 2 years ago fell in Poland in Przewodów, killing two people, that was an over provocation, right? That was something that might have been done by somebody who is not, for example, you know, compos mentis at the wheel, so to say. But this is a more elaborate provocation, because if we're to believe reporting from the last couple of months and years, and we've seen a lot of it, that the Ukrainian electronic warfare system called Pokrova has been apparently redirecting Russian drones by spoofing their GPS signals to, you know, redirect them in different locations. And apparently they've also been directed towards Belarus. There was a report out in Euronews in 2024 about this, how the Ukrainians are actually having a lot of success in redirecting these Russian drones. You have to ask yourself the question, I mean, haven't we seen the script somewhere before? So I think the desperation on the part of Zelensky, you know, his administration coming apart, the fact that a lot of his former staunch allies are moving away from him, and Poland, at least on the presidential level, is saying a lot of things that would have been deemed heretical just a few months back when the president of Poland was still Andrzej Duda, who, by the way, a couple of days ago, and you reported on this, admitted that Ukraine, and these are his words, the Ukrainians are trying to bring in as many countries as possible into the war along with them. And he said that, you know, that missile fired 2 years ago into Poland was an element of that operation. So you have the former president of Poland actually saying that the Ukrainians were dragging other countries into the war. And why should we believe that all of a sudden this has stopped when the situation in Kiev and the situation around Zelensky is more dire? I mean, it's so obvious. And the spin right now that, you know, Putin ordered this and that this was an intentional Russian attack. I mean, maybe. But, you know, I always go with the words of Denzel Washington in the movie Training Day. He says, it's not what you know, it's what you can prove. And as of right now, I don't see any proof that the Russians did this. But I see a lot of circumstantial evidence pointing to Kiev.
So, what would be the benefit here for Russia? I mean, there is some speculation that on the Russian side that this would be positive for them to be scoping out, sort of pinpricking NATO to find out what the air defenses look like in Poland. I mean, is there any suggestion at all that Russia is prepared to attack Poland?
I haven't seen any evidence for that. If anybody has seen such evidence, please forward it to me. I'd be happy to see it. But no, as of now, I personally haven't seen any evidence to back this up. Now, whether the Russians could have conducted such an operation in a probing style, as I said, who knows? Maybe. But, you know, the onus is on the countries that are making the accusations that Russia intentionally attacked Poland. I mean, that's a fairly huge accusation. I mean, that's an accusation that could start a war potentially, right? I mean, we saw yesterday what happened when Israel attacked Doha. Everybody came out and the other reactions were along the lines of, this is breaking international law. This could be a case of some retaliatory action on the part of the Arab nations, and Qatar specifically, against Israel. So if we're going in that direction, what specific retaliation are we trying to make Poland, are we trying to force on Poland to make against Russia, for example, right? Well, as I said, I don't think it's the Poles, despite the rabid Russophobia in Warsaw, that want to do this. I think it's the Ukrainians who want to see a Polish response on their behalf against Moscow. But as I said, it's not what you know, it's what you can prove. As of right now, I can see a lot of circumstantial evidence, and I can make a more positive case in a court of law that it was actually the Ukrainians having the Przewodów precedent from 2 years back than the Russians intentionally sending those drones into Poland to do what? You know, to crash in a field, to test the air defense systems. I mean, to tell you the truth, I think Russians have a very good outlook on the Polish air defense systems due to the fact that Russia has a fairly good intelligence service, both military and civilian, and such probing operations would be unnecessary. But as I said, I want to see the proof if people are really convinced that this is a Russian operation. As of now, I've seen a lot of boilerplate Russophobia, typical accusations of Putin is evil. Putin has been doing this all along. This is just another, you know, more evidence of Putin's evil character. But apart from slogans, I haven't seen any concrete proof. And I'm most likely not going to see it in the next couple of days.
Mike Krupa, always great to have you here on the show. Thank you for this. We'll be monitoring what happens in Poland, NATO's response.
Clayton, just want to make one more point,
please,
regarding Charlie Kirk, because Marta Havrysko is reporting. She's a Ukrainian Xer, so to say, on X, that the Center for Countering Disinformation led by Zelensky's friend had labeled Charlie Kirk, who was shot today, as, I quote, an American blogger spreading pro-Russian narratives in the West, end quote. So make of that what you will, but that's an interesting insight into the tragedy that happened today. And prayers for Charlie Kirk. Hopefully he gets through this and we're all on our knees.
We are. But the news that I'm seeing right now, we just learned that Charlie Kirk has just passed away.
Dear God. May you rest in peace. Wow.
Yes. Mike, thank you. Thank you for joining us now. And we're going to try to get to this information. Thank you. Thanks, Mike. Yeah, we just learned now that Charlie Kirk has passed away. I just got this confirmation that he is gone. And I've separately received this report. Simon, they are apparently also working on a public announcement right now. This is unbelievable, as the Associated Press about 30 seconds ago comes out and reports that he is alive but in critical condition, but reports from the hospital to redacted say that he has passed away. They are in the process of now drafting a public announcement. We should also point out the suspect in the shooting of Charlie Kirk is not in custody. Multiple news outlets now reporting that he is not in custody. So the individual that you were seeing in those photos and that video is not the shooter. Apparently, who shot him from 200 yards away, a perfect shot by all accounts, a professional who knew what he was doing, is not in custody, according to multiple reports at this hour. So I guess the university knows who the shooter is, or at least that's why the FBI is on the scene and the ATV at this hour. Ray in our chat room is saying, you know, the left will make T-shirts of this assassin in a few weeks and start celebrating this individual. Yeah, but we don't know who this is. We should point out, if you're just joining us, the moment that Charlie Kirk was shot, he was talking about the number of mass shootings in the United States, how they've been carried out by trans shooters, how many mass shootings we've seen over the past couple of years have been carried out by trans mass shooters. And so that the very moment that he was shot, that occurred. We're working on getting some updates here on this. Earlier, it's kind of bizarre on X, as he was shot. It was trending on X, and suddenly it was not trending, right, David? I mean, this is like when pulled off. It was pulled off of X oddly.
Yeah, it was sitting there and trending when I first got on. And then when I started seeing the video and everything, then I noticed it hasn't been back up there since.
Benjamin Netanyahu says he's praying for Charlie Kirk. Again, I'm learning that there was two shots to his neck. Two shots. Of course, the video, if you've seen the video, the horrible video where he's bleeding out, it looked like it was one shot to the neck, but in fact, he was shot twice, according to sources now. We don't, again, know the individual that they have in custody. Maybe we can roll that video if we can. Here is the shooter. If you can play the audio, so here, this individual, we're being told, is... Yeah. That's okay. If you want to play this. If you can hear that or not, I don't hear that. But maybe you guys all heard that. He's saying, I have the right to... Okay. Sorry, Simon, can you repeat your comments here? Direct source at hospital. Our sources at the hospital have confirmed that Charlie Kirk has died. I know there's a lot of misinformation being shared across social media right now. Utah Speaker Mike Schultz has now confirmed it. They are drafting a response. They're going to put out a formal statement right now that Charlie Kirk has passed. I have it from a very credible source at the hospital, through sources at the hospital, that in fact he has died. So, I don't know what is being shared on social media at this point, but you can throw those all out. Unfortunately, Charlie Kirk, father of two children, he just his son just turned 1 year old. 3-year-old daughter as well, young wife, absolutely horrible. Do we have any photos of that, Philip, as well? Just absolutely devastating. Now let's get your thoughts here. Any you guys want to share your thoughts here in the chat room? Connie Bowling, Charlie Kirk has not passed away. He was killed. Yeah, he was murdered. He was murdered in cold blood, 100%. He was a patriot. You could, regardless of how you felt about any of his politics, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all. That, I mean, 31 years old. 31 years old. Here is video of the individual who was apprehended and arrested. But it turns out, according to multiple reports, yeah.
Really quick, just got Real American Voice on Twitter breaking Charlie Kirk has indeed passed away. So,
yeah. Confirming what we've said exactly from our sources. Thank you. So let's play this video. This is the alleged shooter, but according to multiple eyewitnesses and now multiple reports that this is not the shooter, even though this was the guy immediately apprehended, people sharing his information. Do we have that video? Can we take, So Charlie Kirk has been pronounced dead at the age of 31 after being shot today at Utah Valley University. And if we have any more, I know we're working on some guests who might be at the hospital. Just trying to pull up as much as I can here. The The video was horrific. I mean, if anyone saw the video, it was absolutely horrific. The close-up video of him being shot in the neck by this assassin from 200 yards away, where he's bleeding out right in the middle of the stage. I don't know how he even had a pulse when he arrived at the hospital, but he did. He was being given blood, and they were not able to, they were able to stabilize him briefly, and then that was it, unfortunately. You know, it's so disgusting, of course, the mainstream media's response to this. We can play some of this. Matthew Dowd on MSNBC just a few minutes ago saying that Charlie Kirk, you know, for speaking his mind politically, deserved to be shot. He asked for this.
But following up what was just said, he's been one of the most divisive, especially divisive younger figures in this, who is constantly sort of pushing this sort of hate speech or sort of aimed at certain groups. And I always go back to hateful thoughts lead to hateful words, which then lead to hateful actions.
Can we take my laptop here for a second, Philip? I'm not sure if we're able to or not. Lady Trucker in our chat, thank you for your... I'm so saddened by this catastrophic event. Justice for Charlie, his family, and friends. Now there's another shooting here in Evergreen, Colorado. This needs to stop right now. Again, if you're just joining us, Charlie Kirk has been murdered, passed away at 31 years old after an assassin shot him in the neck twice from 200 yards away at Utah Valley University. Now, the individual that was apprehended at the time, apparently, according to reports, was not the person who shot him. So it would seem that the person who shot him is still at large. And it would certainly seem at 200 yards away, the person who shot him was a pro to shoot him right in the neck, severing his carotid artery, by the way, and bleeding out right on the stage. He arrived at the hospital with a pulse, according to my sources. And then he was alive up until about 30 minutes ago when he did pass away. I want to take my screen here. This is the last.
I can't because you got to unplug and plug your laptop back in. Oh, man. Okay.
All right. Well, you guys work on that. I'm going to just see here what.
Did you unplug and plug back in?
I did, yeah. Slade says, where did you all see that he passed away? We have direct sources who told Redacted that he passed away. And now it's separately been confirmed by multiple sources. But yes, we reported it based on firsthand sources at the hospital.
Yeah, that input's not showing up, Clayton, for some reason.
Okay. Anyway, the final tweet that Charlie Kirk appeared to have posted showed America will never be the same, was his tweet. And it shows, of course, the Ukrainian girl who was killed on the North Carolina subway, or the light rail, looking up at the person who was about to take her life. And that was his tweet, America will never be the same. Who's behind this? Who's behind this? This type of thing, it has to stop. It absolutely has to stop. Why is this happening? Who is responsible for this? Who would try to silence him? You know, and again, the exact moment that he was speaking, the very thing that he was talking about was violence in the United States. He was specifically speaking about trans violence when he was shot. He was talking about the mass shootings in the United States of America and how most all of them over the past decade or more have been carried out by trans individuals, which we've covered here on the show with mental disorders on some sort of SSRIs or other medications, something like that. Was this some sort of an operation? We don't know, but from 200 yards away, was all planned. Clearly it was planned to know that this, again, it seemed like there were, according to eyewitnesses, very little security at this event at all, unfortunately. I'm not sure if we have anybody yet on this?
No, there's nobody in here yet.
Okay. Just trying to get as much info as I can here, guys. Anything you guys want to... This was a turning point event at Utah University. The FBI is now investigating. Kash Patel says it's investigating the ATV on hand. Elon Musk is calling the left the party of murder. Now, apparently the man who was apprehended was a registered Democrat, but other eyewitnesses saying he was not responsible for the shooting. So we'll have to wait and see officially who actually was. He was shot from about 200 yards away. Two shots from 200 yards away.
I guess the video said stop because I only heard one, but I guess people started running and yelling, so...
Earlier, the university had said that that the suspect was in custody, but now, according to multiple reports, that the actual shooter is not in custody. We don't know what type of weapon was used. We don't know any of that. So we don't want to speculate on that. But it's still remarkable that the Associated Press is saying that he's in stable condition, but he's not. He has been... he has been killed. He's been murdered. This is the response of the left. Can we play some of these TikToks here to show you once liberals learned that Charlie Kirk was shot? Here's a look at some of their responses to that. Watch.
Goodness knows the weekend's lives are lonely.
I don't have to sweeten my delivery to make it work for Todd. I mean, who is Todd?
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has come out, blamed Charlie Kirk at being shot. He blamed it on President Trump, and he blamed it on January 6th. How the hell do you blame Donald Trump for Charlie Kirk being shot? And how do you blame it on January 6th? These people are disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. Again, Charlie Kirk was there holding this Turning Points event, 31 years old. He leaves behind a one-year-old son, three-year-old daughter. I'm just heartbroken about it. Again, I didn't have much interaction with Charlie. I wasn't close with him. I interviewed him, spoke with him a couple of times years ago when he was actually much younger, but 31 years old. You know, it's amazing to see some of his events. Of course, when you would see Charlie at these events, he would open it up for dialogue and engage with people and have them try to prove their point, ask them their position, be articulate, explain yourself, hold dialogue with people. And he gets killed for that? That's what they're angry about, having a dialogue, hearing different political opinions? Team Zipperlip says, we must speak the truth. We owe it to Charlie. The Democrats are responsible for fueling this demonic behavior. The World Economic Forum, people are pushing the propaganda iron hot, someone else says in our chat. Raj Singh says these TikToks are absolutely disgraceful. Achilles says, Democrats, you've just opened Pandora's box. Have fun. Redacted is the only one saying he's dead. No, we're not. But thank you for that. He's been, and the Utah Speaker of the House has now confirmed it as well, as it, in addition to redacted, in addition to our sources, firsthand sources at the hospital. Cameron Mitchell says the Ukrainian white girl and now this, they may have finally awakened a sleeping giant. You know, in the wake of the, in a wake of Iran, Iran is, am I saying her name correctly? Irana's death on the North Carolina train, she, yeah, Utah has the death penalty. In the wake of that, of course, and now the Gateway Pundit. The Gateway Pundit published a piece literally about a moment before we reported from our sources here at Redacted that he had died, that he was murdered. The Gateway Pundit had said that he, they heard that he was stabilized, he was in stable condition. The Gateway Pundit is now also confirming that Charlie did not make it. The Gateway Pundit said, I'm totally heartbroken. What a magnificent man. Our thoughts and prayers at the Gateway Pundit are with his families and supporters tonight. And yes, the shooter is still on the run. They have not captured this individual. This person is still on the run. I'm just reading all your comments, guys. So keep them coming. Utah has still has the firing squad. Yeah, if they can catch the guy. Sandra says, 200-yard shot is basically a basic training iron sight shot. It would take 2 to 3 days on a range to easily make that shot. With sights extremely, with sights you're using extremely easy. Grim, I don't know if Grim is here. Are we able to bring Grim's audio in? Obviously a U.S. veteran who's fired a few guns in his life. I've never fired guns like that. Only guns I fire, 9mm usually, so I don't have any experience with that type of sight and distance. I don't know if Grim can join us. I'd love to hear his thoughts on that as a U.S. veteran. Prayers with his family. Thank you, Earl Windsor. We love Redacted. I appreciate that. And thank you to all of the new folks joining the rebellion today. We really appreciate it. Again, sources confirmed to Redacted, multiple sources confirmed to Redacted that Charlie Kirk passed away about 15 to 20 minutes ago. He was murdered in cold blood at an event at Utah Valley University where he was giving a speech, Turning Points event. Many of these events he holds on college campuses. He was recently on Tucker Carlson's show talking about the youth of this country and how they are in real trouble, massively in debt. By the way, I encourage you to go back and watch that Tucker interview. That's probably the last long-form interview that Charlie will have done. And it was a profound interview where he talked about the future of this country, how he was hopeful for this country, but also incredibly saddened for what this portends for children who are in college right now. And then to have him murdered in cold blood at a college event is just so devastating. It's just awful. Who's responsible? We don't know. The shooter is still on the loose. The individual, again, that was apprehended and was saying, I have the right to remain silent, is according to now reports, had nothing to do with it. And eyewitnesses said this guy was old. He was basically homeless. He didn't even have any money. He certainly couldn't have fired a gun at 200 yards.
Grim is
absolutely
in.
Heartbreak. Go ahead, David.
Grim is in.
Oh. Grim is here. Grim is on our team here at Redacted, United States veteran. Grim, just to get your thoughts, I mean, I don't need you to, like, you know, speculate on anything, but obviously at 200 yards, I mean, what do you think we're talking about here?
Any good hunter could probably make that shot, you know, with a good scope. But it's just interesting to see that the person they suspect or caught, you know, that doesn't add up to me. If you're going to try to make that shot from that far away, you know, but Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Certainly the guy that they have in custody, you know, he's an older gentleman.
This guy here on your screen. Yeah.
Yeah. He's not really dressed like, you know, he's being tactical at all.
Right.
If we're talking a pro shooter, cause I mean, that is a pretty good shot, 200 yards away. There's no way I could have made that shot. But yeah, and it just seems unlikely, definitely, that this guy would be the guy being caught so quickly, unless, you know, his intent was not to be caught.
Right.
But I mean, I've seen all the videos. I've seen the videos from several angles, and yeah, that was devastating. It's just not, I don't think it's survivable at all.
I mean, the moment you see the close-up video, it doesn't look survivable at
all. Yeah, it's, yeah.
And then
the blood loss on impact was just severe. So,
yeah.
And for that much blood, the wound, you know, I hate to be, you know, morbid about it, but yeah, you know.
Lucky Unicorn says, is that a sniper shot?
It definitely a high-powered hunting rifle at the very least, you know, with a good scope on it.
Philip, can you play some of the video from a distance of what we saw here? Sergio says, I spent 28 years in the Army shooting 200 yards, and 300 yards is your basic qualification shot that's done every year. Is that true, Grim? I mean, I assume he's not lying about it.
Depending on the rifle, I would say it is a qualification shot, but I mean, how many people can actually make that shot?
Yeah. Yeah, and as Cheyenne in our chat says, figures, blame an old homeless man. I didn't see a guy with a gun. He kneeled down. He had no gun.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was wondering. Where's the gun?
Yeah, and President Trump, by the way, just confirmed, if anyone still has any lingering doubts about this, President Trump just moments ago confirmed. And I'll just read you his statement. We still don't have my laptop, do we, David?
No, we can't. I don't know why it's not coming in.
The great and even legendary Charlie Kirk, President Trump writes, is dead. No one understood or had the heart of the youth in the United States of America better than Charlie. He was loved and admired by all, especially me, and now he is no longer with us. Melania and my sympathies go out to his beautiful wife, Erica, family. Charlie, we love you. Confirmed by the President of the United States. So if there's any lingering doubt, people in the chat room are like, where'd you hear that? Well, we had firsthand sources at the hospital that confirmed it first. And sadly, it was just devastating. I mean, we were talking to our sources, you know, back and forth saying, he's got a pulse, he's stable. They're giving him blood. And then he's gone. So if you're just tuning in, Charlie Kirk, 31 years old, shot by an assassin's bullet, maybe two shots, according to reports, the one that we saw, but according to other eyewitnesses, there was a second shot to his neck, poured out, bled out almost immediately, rushed to the hospital where he did have a pulse. He was being given blood. He was being stabilized, and then he died. The shooter is still on the loose at this hour. And we will have much more for you as it becomes available. We'll be covering it tomorrow here on the show. Unbelievable circumstances here today at Redacted. We have a big event in Washington, D.C. that's coming up. Our special 9/11 Turning the Tide event. Multiple speakers, including Senator Ron Johnson, John Kiriakou, other 9/11 whistleblowers, who are going to be at this event in Washington, D.C. It's hosted by us, and it's going to start in about 9 minutes. And we'll take you to Washington, D.C. for that event. So please keep it here. I believe our live stream will even have a redirect set up, if I'm not mistaken, David, yep. Right? So if you just keep it here, it should auto-redirect. So if you're keeping it here with our show, the entire event should auto-redirect. But we've got multiple speakers. We have a huge crowd. of people who are in attendance in Washington, D.C. for this big event. It's a 3-day event. Tomorrow, friend of the show, Tucker Carlson, is going to be joining me on day 2 of this event on September 11th, the 24th, to be the 24th anniversary of this horrible day, this horrible false flag event. In light of everything that's going on with Charlie Kirk and the murder of Charlie Kirk, obviously things are fluid at this moment. So thank you everyone for subscribing and being a part of our redacted community here. We cover news the mainstream media ignores on a daily basis here live every day at 4 p.m. Eastern time. So, you know, thank you to all of you for joining us today under these horrible circumstances. And we will have this live event for 9/11 here in moments. So please stay tuned. We're just going to step away for a few moments to get the entire scene set up in Washington, D.C. with our team there. And then we'll bring you the special live coverage from Washington, D.C. in just moments. So please keep it right here.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.